3. Clavius. Friday. Anti-meridium. I had no sooner returned to my desk when my slave announced a visitor, Marcellus Drusus, the injured centurion. I gestured for him to enter, not surprised that he'd come to my quarters immediately. After a formal greeting, the weary and blood-stained centurion gave his report.
60 wounded, 12 seriously. 16 dead, including Tribune Gaius Aelius.
I ran my hand over my face, still stunned by the commander's action. Why did he engage the enemy? The situation was well in hand once the cavalry arrived.
He charged up the hill as you called for the testudo formation. His slave thought he might have been caught up in battle fever. Apparently he was planning a return to Rome and hoped to embellish his name with glory.
I closed my eyes, understanding completely. Glory was one of Rome's most cherished ideals, granted to those who had selflessly defended their country with great dedication in the face of danger. Once received, glory could be passed on to one's descendants, forever gilding a family name. Gaius Aelius had been the son of a senator. Despite the senseless nature of his death, his family would hear that he had died in a brave assault. His action, however reckless, would raise the stature of the family name. If he were still alive, my father would want me to follow Gaius Aelius's example. I walked to the window and looked out on the centurion's returning troops, many of whom were hobbling through the courtyard and washing blood-spattered faces in the fountain.
"Double the ration tonight," I said, "especially the wine. And have those lumps on your head looked at. See my physician."
The centurion saluted and walked away, leaving me to wash my own hands in a basin. As I was drying them, Titus appeared in my doorway.
"A letter, Tribune," he said,
a barely controlled note of excitement in his voice.
"I believe it's from your sister."
"Which one?"
"Adorabella, of course. We never hear from Chloe, do we? But she didn't share a womb with you, so perhaps it is only natural that you and Adorabella would be closer."
I smiled, slightly indulging my slave's inappropriate fondness for my twin sister.